Yvonne, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Please tell us all about Caveat Legal.
Morning, Refilo. Lovely to chat to you again.
Likewise.
So, you know, ultimately, we're here to speak about choice. Caveat has introduced an alternative to traditional law firms in the commercial space. You know, entrepreneurs and business leaders out there, the drill is familiar. You have a legal issue, you ignore it. It gets bigger and bigger. And when you can no longer ignore it or sleep peacefully at night, you ask around and you brief a law firm to assist you, but you don't really want to do it and you believe that your cash would be better spent elsewhere. You know, this thinking is the result of a legal industry that's pretty much gotten ahead of itself and has forgotten that it's supposed to be providing a service. So we set up Caveat Legal about 10 years ago to remove the bulk associated with legal work. So all the things that are not necessary to make that cost so heavy, like buildings and teams of support staff, we've just stripped all of those things out. So what we left with is a completely virtual platform. It's been virtual from the start. It's like an Airbnb. We have about 50 specialist commercial lawyers who consult to business virtually. And we've cut out the unnecessary, but obviously kept the necessary, like insurance and legal resources and those types of things, so that clients can get access to a large team of former big firm lawyers at around half the price.
One of the things that's also, I had the pleasure in some entrepreneurial ventures of reaching out to you guys for help many years ago. And one of the things that I really appreciated is where if I had to walk into a big legal firm, ordinarily I would, I suppose, go by the branding on the door and maybe some kind of a track record in courts or litigation. But you actually give full-on profiles of every lawyer on your platform. And one can, I suppose, push towards a particular person depending on their availability.
Yes, of course. So what we've tried to do is establish a platform that's as diverse but as heavy in experience as possible. And so we've got, you know, all the commercial fields that sort of overlap each other. We've got specialists in all of those fields, and we're very careful about our selection process. So we make sure that each person who's on the panel has got very, very heavy experience, primarily in the largest firms. And that way, you know, as an entrepreneur or a business leader, you can get access to not only the experience, but also the diversity. So, for example, if you had a commercial drafting exercise one day and a tax exercise the next day and, you know, some other commercial thing the next day, we could provide you with exactly the right type of expertise for your business without you having to hire an in-house lawyer or, you know, or go out and brief one of the brands. And I think, you know, as you alluded to, you know, when you're in business, you often, especially if you haven't worked with lawyers a lot, you end up going for the brands that you recognize because they've been there for hundreds of years, because you might not have the confidence to kind of distill good lawyering from bad lawyering. And that's difficult because you end up at one of the big firms with the big brands. Your matter is sometimes not the most important matter on the desk that it finds itself right on. So you don't get prioritized. And then you're saddled with a fee that covers the buildings and all of those things.
How has this awesome and innovative model played out in the wake of COVID-19? Has it been even better for you, or have you found people eating into your pie because everybody's kind of going digital in one way or another?
It's been fascinating. Riffle, where, you know, we've gone into and through COVID without changing a single one of our processes. So we didn't have to change a single thing. We grew astronomically during COVID, which was fantastic. And I think that what COVID did do is it really kind of changed the mindsets of some of those people who were taking a bit longer to realize that actually, you know, all you need for your legal work is an excellent brain and somebody to prioritize your work and apply their experience and get it to you. And you don't actually need much else. So it really has reinforced some of our original thinking and some of the decisions that were made at the start.
Brilliant stuff. Please look up Caveat Legal if you do have any legal requirements in a personal basis, not just on a business basis, of course. Hey, Yvonne. And check out their specialties on Caveat Legal. Yvonne Wakefield, congratulations on reaching a decade. It's one hell of a milestone for any business in South Africa, but particularly in these particular times, as well as for growing and just charging ahead from strength to strength. Yvonne Wakefield is the founder of Caveat Legal.